We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby. The moment everybody's been waiting for. We've got our list out. Steiny's got his list out. Chassie's got his list out. I've got my list out. Damon, Joe, Low Dibs. But the people have been waiting for Daryl the Guru Johnson to unveil his top 10 list of the greatest Bay Area athletes of all time. Don't forget, listeners and fans, submit your list at 95.7 a game because your list will determine the ultimate top 10. Please, you can submit your list to 95.7agame.com. On Twitter at 95.7TheGame and on Facebook at 95.7TheGame. And we will talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour. But the floor is all Daryl the Guru Johnson's. Guru, it's your time, baby.
All right. This was very difficult, and I apologize to all the contestants that didn't get on the list, the honorable mentions. And, you know, my list is my list, and it was predicated on my life and my experiences here in the Bay Area growing up. And you know, a lot of people got omitted that deservingly, you could make a great argument they should be on. But this is kind of a timeline of my life and how the players affected me. So with no further ado, Spadoni, can you drop it? Because I'm ready to get it on.
All right. Oh, I'm starting 10, to tingle.
Let's get it on.
I'm starting to tingle.
I like to call up Buster Posey. Excited. Buster Posey was a six-time All-Star. He's done everything. He's experienced everything as a baseball player. NL MVP, Rookie of the Year, Gold Glove, a batting champ. And we talk about the Warriors dynasty. Guess what, fellas? The Giants had theirs, 3-5. And the one constant to where I think Buster gets omitted and forgotten, he was the catcher to Lincecum. What about Vogelsang and that resurrection of his career? What about Zito's playoff game? We give them credit, rightfully so, but Posey, to me, had something to do with playing the hardest position on the baseball diamond, and that's catcher. He was the face of the Giants, to me, winning those 3-5. And I know right now the current climate, it's bad, but Buster Posey was Captain America, and I think if he doesn't hit another ball, he's already summed up that resume of getting into the Hall of Fame. So I got Buster Posey at number 10. At number 9, Mr. Ronnie Lott, please come up and get this award because you, sir, to me, have done it all. You were menacing. You played the position and, to me, created alligator arms, the menacing 42 out of USC. And in his rookie season at cornerback, he had 7 interceptions. He's won 4 Super Bowls, never once got in trouble off the field. And we talk about Joe Montana, but the Niners doing their run had damn good defenses. And to me, he was the Montana at the quarterback position. So I got Ronnie Lott at number 9. And at number 8, this may be a shocker, and this is where I kind of went off the path that I said I wasn't, it's Ken Stabler. And the reason it's Ken Stabler is people know me from being from Union City, but I was born in Oakland, California. And at 10 years old in 1977, Norman Johnson took me to a Raider home game, my first Bay Area football game against the Denver Broncos. And to me, I've never shared this, the Raider, the guy with the patch, the symbol on the helmet, really to me is Ken Stabler. He was a lefty, which I always wanted to be. He also won a Super Bowl. But I would watch and sit with my dad, those grimy Raider teams, Stabler throwing to Casper, Biletnikoff, Cliff Branch. He was just a winner. And I'll never forget, I don't want to call him Joe Montana because he's Ken Stabler, rightfully so. But he was the first man quarterback. The late hours at Ricky Sports Bar in San Leandro and going out there and getting it done. Ken Stabler, to me, was a dog, and that's why I got him at number eight. Number seven, might be a shocker, it's Madison Bumgarner, man. I'm telling you, and the reason is what he did in the 2014 World Series, and every time during his career, the Giants called on him, the World Series game against the Pirates, to where if you don't have your good stuff, you're out of there. He answered. He answered the bell for the Giants every single time. And I just look at his accolades, a 0.25 career earned run average in the World Series. That's a record. And, you know, a part of my assessment is, what do you do on the biggest stage? And you got 52 and a third innings pitched in a postseason. And for the team to give you the ball, Bochy, twice, the longest relief appearance in a World Series, Madison Bumgarner is everything. And to me, I'm not a Giant fan, but you were a big part of, you know, the 3-5. And you talk about, well, he didn't do much in 2012, eight scoreless innings pitched in a World Series game, and we don't give him much love for that. So to me, Madison Bumgarner, number seven. And at number six, fellas, is Terrell Owens.
Oh.
Arguably the second best receiver I've ever seen. I'm mad him and Mary Uche couldn't get it right. But I saw a budding star blossom right before our eyes. And I know, I won't even go here, after his Niner stint is where a lot of things happened. But what he did in a Niner uniform and from a physical perspective was everything that I didn't see in the Lynn Swans and the Jerry Rice. This dude had speed, power, could run every route, take it to the house. And Terrell Owens, to me, loved the game of football. He learned it from Jerry Rice, but he never, ever, if he had a problem, which he was in the locker room, took a play off. And that's why, to me, he's number six on my list. And at number five, I got Ricky Henderson. You talk about too short. You talk about the loonies and all the word swag. Ricky Henderson, to me, is arguably one of the greatest baseball players to ever do it. And I had him at number five. We talk about the stolen base record. And I just think he's unappreciated because now it's all about home runs. The stolen base is dead. But Ricky could have batted third or fourth. And if he was playing right now, fellas, Ricky could bat, fourth or fifth. He had power. He had the snatch catch. He had the gold chains. I mean, he left Oakland, went to New York, came back, delivered. I still don't know how they lost to the Reds and Dodgers. I blame La Russa. But Ricky Henderson, to me, is number five. I mean, the batting stance, the walks, the guy could get on base every way imaginable. So that's why I had him at number five. And at number four, fellas, I got my guy. Hold on here. I'm getting a little excited. Jerry Rice.
There you go.
Oh. I got Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice at number four, poetry in motion. And the reason I had him at number four is Joe Montana did it without him and before him. So I laid eyes on Montana and I laid eyes on Rice after. But Jerry Rice, he set the standard. Just, you know, what he did and the sweet music he made with Montana and Steve Young, I get it. He could be higher, but I got him at number four, Super Bowl MVP. There's not a stat that he doesn't own as a wide receiver, but I got him at number four. And the reason I got him at number four, fellas, real quick here, is if I get the right alcohol, that Absolut Vodka, I could make a debate, and I might not win it, about how close him and T.O. really are in totality as a receiver.
Whoa.
So I got him at number four. And then at number three, I got Joe Montana, three-time Super Bowl MVP. And to me, he was Captain Comeback. He was the guy Fortenbaugh missed on this. When you talk about NFL football, the most famous play to me is the catch. Broke my heart. But Joe Montana was a standard. He played in the era where they would knock the snot out of you, and you had to sit back there and take the punishment. Then he gets comeback player of the year after he gets hurt, misses time, comes back. Joe Montana, to me, symbolizes the two-minute warning for me on what I want my quarterback to be. And he was a walking computer. We saw it against the Bengals in the Super Bowl, the 92-yard drive, 94 yards, whatever. Joe Montana, to me, is the best quarterback to ever do it. And at number two, I got Steph Curry. I got Steph Curry because he revolutionized the game. We didn't see it coming. They say you don't accomplish anything if you haven't been through anything. And there were times and nights and articles written where we thought, as I did, his career was going to be over, nothing more than battling his ankle issues. And for him to set records, his own records, and break them on three-pointers made in a season, and also be a guy that could put his ego to the side and allow another alpha male to come to town. And Kevin Durant, you get props for that. Two-time MVP, first, the only unanimous MVP, Steph Curry's number two. And number one, fellas, is Barry Lamar Bonds. And Barry Lamar Bonds is number one for me because, to me, the most difficult sport to play is Major League Baseball. And I say that not dissing basketball or football. Barry Bonds, his pitch recognition was off the chain. I don't care about clear. I don't care about lotion. The guy could run. His daddy was a pro ball player. I saw him hit 73 home runs, and in my eyes, it's not tainted. I saw this man get one or two pitches, an at bat, or maybe even a game. One of three players to get walked by the Diamondbacks with the bases loaded because you knew what was going to come next. And me being a Pirate fan, I never knew how blessed I was, because it hurt me when he left, that I would get to watch him every game being a San Francisco Giant. And there's just not Mike Trout, all the greats, Willie Mays. I didn't get to see him much. I see the highlights. But Barry Bonds knew what was coming, when it was coming, had the glove, had the speed, and I won't hold it against him. They didn't win. They should have won. He had chances early on in his career, but he's the best baseball player I've ever seen, and he's my number one all-time Barry athlete for Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Wow. Love it, Goo. Absolutely love it, Goo. I got to say, though, Jerry Rice is – it feels a little low for me, man. It feels a little low for me, but – Buster Posey, I'm glad you included him. I'm glad you included Madison Bumgarner. Some of those guys needed to get recognized. I love that you have Kenny Stabler on there. I like that you qualified the entire list with, these are guys that I saw in my particular era. But, you know, it's just, Jerry, not in the top two? I don't know. That's hard for me.
Can you hear me?
You're cutting in and out.
All right, go ahead, B. Tell me what you think of the list while I get it ready here.
Okay, I guess neither of them is there. Neither of them is there right now, so I'm here by myself. That's okay. Look, the way I'm looking at this list from Guru, it's actually excellent because he touched on a lot of players that other people couldn't put out there. Buster Posey, I don't think I've seen him on anyone else's list. Buster absolutely deserves to be recognized. I don't know if he'd be in my top 10 for me, to be honest with you. Like, I love Buster, but the way I'm looking at it, but it makes a strong argument. He also had Madison Bumgarner on there, and I love having Madison Bumgarner on there. He deserves recognition. What he did in the World Series, what he did in multiple playoffs, absolutely needs to be recognized. There's no question about that. But Barry Lamar Bonds, who's one of my favorite athletes of all time, I wanted to have him higher. It's impossible to have Barry on a list and not recognize one facet, and that's the steroid facet. You have to recognize it. There's something about it where you have to acknowledge that there is stuff lingering over his head, the cloud of steroids, game of shadows, whatever you want to call it. And I mean, look, For my money, he's one of the most must-see players I've ever seen. He made you rush to a television. He changed how I look at baseball on television, because before Barry Bonds showed up with the Giants, you only got 20, 25, 40 games a year on TV. Once Barry showed up, regional television kicked in, and you did not miss a pitch. You didn't miss a thing. But I love the list. It's a great list. Steph Curry, by a lot of my buddies, a lot of my friends, they had him in the top three. And guys, if you get in here at any time, feel free to just jump on in. But I think it's a really, really, really strong list. I didn't have Kenny Stabler on my list. I mean, I wish I could have. I didn't. I'm glad he had Ronnie Lott on his list. Ronnie Lott is the heart and soul of the 49ers championship.
You think he gets forgotten a little bit, Butch? You think Ronnie Lott gets forgotten about a little bit?
I absolutely do think that Ronnie Lott gets forgotten.
He's the standard at the safety position to me.
Well, it's not just the safety position. He was drafted as a cornerback and was an elite cornerback, played left and right corner, went to Pro Bowls, was one of the baddest dudes on the planet at the bump and run. The way that they play defense started with Ronnie Lott. I mean, Ronnie Lott is the heart and soul. The way we look at Draymond Green, imagine Draymond Green in a football uniform, but with Kevin Durant's skill level. That's how good Ronnie Lott was. He was 63 all-time interceptions. He's got 63 all-time interceptions in an era where they ran the ball a lot. I think that's fourth all-time, tied with Ed Reed. They ran the ball like crazy during the 80s. And I know the Marino Dolphins threw the ball, but he was one of those players who aged gracefully, and even as his range started to slowly diminish, right, he was still one of the most feared hitters across the middle. He was a playmaker, a tone setter. You brought up the Joe Montana two-minute drill. One of my favorite plays in the history of 49er football is Icky Woods getting completely laid out by Ronnie Lott. I mean, Icky Woods was never to be heard from again after Ronnie Lott laid him out in the Super Bowl. Right, Goo?
Oh, man. Bonte, what do you think? Because real quick, Shasky, our top five between us three are the same. It's just slotted different.
Yeah, well, I think that's a testament. Mm-hmm. I think that's a testament to how we're all similar ages. But I also think these are the guys that have to be in the top five. These are the guys that have to be in the top six.
I agree with that. Ricky, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Curry, Bonds. I wouldn't have probably had Barry Bonds at number one. But I respect it, Goo. I respect it. This is your list.
Is that because of the steroids for Bonds? Like Shasky mentioned?
That and the championships. I mean, he had Barry Bonds, let's be honest here. He had one really good postseason. One really good postseason when the Giants advanced to the World Series against the L.A. Angels or the Anaheim Angels, whatever the hell they're called, California Angels. That was his greatest postseason. Other than that, there was a lot of duds in the postseason for Barry Lamar Bonds. Now, you could talk about the lack of protection or the lack, you know, you could talk about all that stuff. But Barry Bonds, number one, I can't put him above Jerry Rice. I can't put him above Joe Montana. I can't put him above Steph Curry. Now, I love the Kenny Stabler pick. Very, very ballsy pick. Very ballsy to put
MVP,
Kenny Stabler in the
Super
top
Bowl
10.
Winner.
But he's deserving. Yeah. It's not a crime. It's not a crime for Kenny Stabler to be in his top 10. Not at all. T.O., maybe a little high for me. In the omission of Willie Mays to say, hey, kid, that's probably your most egregious pick here, Guru, not having Willie Mays in this top 10. But again, your criteria was seeing these guys play.
And that's
play.
It. No doubt.
You've seen all these guys play, so I can't be mad about you. I can't be mad about that. But Willie Mays not being on this list, I'm a little disappointed. Buster Posey, maybe you put Klay Thompson ahead of Buster Posey.
Oh, man, but what about – forget the accolades in regard to the MVP. Well, what about the catching aspect of Posey that we don't talk about, the Vogel song and all the guys that got resurrected? What about that? Do you give any credence to that, that maybe he was the constant that made those guys successful? Yeah, so I just – you know, Buster Posey to me is deserving, and I know we had, we had the back and forth this morning in the green room about Hall of Fame candidacy. I think he's in. You guys may think that the profile doesn't matter, you know, but he's an All-American guy, no trouble, and 3-5, him playing catcher, sacrificing his body, and also what we talked about with the MVPs, Rookie of the Years, Gold Glove. I couldn't leave him off the list. And that was a big part of what I saw was Buster Posey being the face in 10, 12, and 14. So
I also think it's important on these lists, and Guru, I believe on this show, and maybe on every show, I haven't studied all the lists super closely, but you're the first person with at least one of the Giants, kind of those core guys, your Posies, your Bumgarners, like those guys were so important to such an important Giants team that I feel like they have to get recognition on some level. So I'm glad you put those guys on, because what Posey meant to the Giants during that run, both offensively and defensively, and then Bumgarner, as solid as he was in the regular season, his postseason performances just put him on a different level. So I'm really glad you included those guys.
Yeah, and Kyle, you're spot on. 8 career postseason wins for Bumgarner, 4 single wins in 2014 postseason, 87 strikeouts. I mean, a 0.25 in 36 innings pitched on the biggest stage. To me, I just can't sweep that under the rug. And you know, Kyle, I'm not a Giant fan, but I thought long and hard, like, you know, we get fixated on the Warriors championships, the 3 chips, and rightfully so, but I just can't forget about those times where the Giants, yeah, it was difficult, came out of nowhere many a times, but Bumgarner and Posey, to me, were the face of those 3 chips, and I had to give them their just due. I know I'm going to catch some heat on social media. I'm okay, but with Posey and Bum being in there. But the only guy I could put in real quick, Kyle, from the old school was Ken Stabler, because he had an attachment with me and my dad. And I know I miss Willie Mays. I know I missed a lot of great guys, but that would have opened the floodgates to where my list would have looked totally different. So, again, it was just predicated on what I saw as I was growing up.
One, I think that's fine. I also think that, like, you talk about a lot on this show, you're big on, like, postseason performance. And it's your list. And so if somebody wants to disagree because Bumgarner never won a Cy Young or anything like that, like, those postseason accolades and the dominance on the biggest stage, like, I know that matters to you. And so while Bumgarner may not be in my top 10, I completely get why he would be included. And I think, honestly, if this exercise is done again in 15 or 20 years, it wouldn't surprise me if Bumgarner was a guy that was just on everybody's list.
Wow, Kyle. I hear you. Wow. What about my number one? Do you think, but are you reluctant with Bonds because of the allegations or the steroids?
No, because I'm in the camp that Barry Bonds is the best baseball player of all time. I'm also not a Giants fan. But you just can't deny the numbers. I know people want to point to steroid usage and all that. And if that's disqualifying for you, I can't take that away from you. I'm not going to argue. But what he did both before he hit 73 homers in a season and during and after is like the best offensive stretch ever by any player. And a lot of people consider him the greatest baseball player of all time. So, to borrow your phrase, I'm not going to throw rocks at you for making a number one. I think Rice would probably be number one on mine, but I have no quarrel. I can't argue against putting Bonds up there.
Well, just a relief to get it done.
I know that my
Roxy
approval
Bernstein
of your list
thinks.
Was what you really wanted. So,
yeah, it might not be much of that. Hey, it was hard. A lot of people left off, man. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, Kyle, the beautiful thing is, just like Kenny the Jet Smith when he joined us earlier, is you share what criteria you use, and hopefully the people from afar hear and remember that as you read the list, and then it kind of makes sense.
Hey, 888-957-9570, reset on the other side. We'll talk about Guru's list. 888-957-9570. The listeners are a part of this. What do you think about Daryl the Guru Johnson's list? That's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah. It's all sponsored by AAA, baby. Guru's list, a recap of his list coming up right here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.